Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear viewers, we have in the previous session seen that one of the points of critique which was raised was that the dispute between the armies of Iran, of Iraq and Syria, which are reported by Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman as recorded in Al-Jami' al-Sahih of Imam Bukhari, was not exactly the same which has been reported by the historians of the first six centuries. And to be exact, it is Ibn Asakir who has for the first time as a historian reported that these differences in reading related to difference in reading the Quran. I have described in my previous talk, in my previous session, that the historians of the first six centuries, right up to Ibn Asakir, they have presented various other reasons for this dispute. And I have explained that while one of the category is that one of the category of historians say that it was on the spoils of war that the dispute had arisen between the Iraqi and the Syrian army. The second category of narratives from these history books shows us that the cause of dispute was between the leadership of the Iraqi and Syrian armies, who would lead the two armies together. And then we had some another category, which I call the category of exceptions, in which some exceptions were reported. So today in this session, I will not only analyze these three reports, these three category of reports which have been reported by the historians of the first six centuries before Ibn Asakir and obviously after him as well, but I will also see and analyze that the reports which actually originate from Ibn Asakir and which go on to say that it was the reading of the Quran, the way the Quran was being read between the Syrian and the Iraqi armies, that it led to a dispute between them. I shall also look at the reports, the way they have been reported by historians, which include Ibn Asakir, and they start from Ibn Asakir, and then later historians also report them. So before the actual analysis is made, in which some preference is given to the opinions of the historians of the first six centuries who, as I said earlier on, report a different cause of dispute, I will now first take up this issue as to how this issue of the dispute of the cause of dispute between the two armies was reading the Quran, how this arose and how this developed in history books. And for this, I'll again start with Ibn Asakir because, as I have surmised earlier on, that it is only after Ibn Asakir that historians, including him, have started to report that difference in reading was actually the difference in reading the Quran. So the cause of the dispute was actually the reading the Quran variously by the people of the two armies. So Ibn Asakir, as far as Ibn Asakir is concerned, the second account he has quoted is from Saif ibn Umar. Remember that we have already looked up the first of his accounts earlier on in the earlier categories. Now we are going to take his second version. Now he has cited Saif ibn Umar in this regard. And this account, as I'm going to read it out to you, is actually a large version of the account recorded by At-Tabri from Saif. So Saif ibn Umar's account has been recorded by both historians, by At-Tabri and by Ibn Asakir. So what Ibn Asakir has done is he's built upon Saif's account as recorded in At-Tabri. However, the first part of this account is exactly similar between the two historians. And let me just read out, for example, the part which is exactly common between At-Tabri and Ibn Asakir. Both are from Saif, but at a certain point, At-Tabri's account stops at a certain place. It does not report any differences, but later, when Ibn Asakir recorded Saif's account, he added some material to it, and we shall then take a look at that material as well. And actually, it was that material which tells us that there was a difference in reading the Quran that had developed between the two armies. So, as far as Tabri's tariq is concerned, it is said that reported from An-Saif and Muhammad wa Talha qala surifa Huzaifa an ghazb al-Ray إلى غزو الباب مددا لعبد الرحمن بن ربيعة وخرج معه سعيد بن العاص فبلغ معه أذربيجان وكذلك كانوا يصنعون يجعلون للناس ردءا فأقام حتى قفل حذيفة ثم رجع.
So this part is exactly the same, which again
Ibn Asakir has repeated. And I'm not going to repeat that Arabic part because, as I said, it's exactly the same. There's no point in repeating it. The only difference is that there is an extended change of chain of narration, which is obviously understood because Ibn Asakir was a later historian. So a translation of this part, which is common between both these historians, is now what I'm going to read out. So Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman was diverted from the battlefront of Ray and sent to the battlefront of Bab, which is a city in the Iran territory of Armenia, to help Abdurrahman ibn Rabia. Sayyid ibn al-As also accompanied him till both of them reached Azerbaijan, and this was a normal practice for them. They would make people helpers. Sayyid remained there until Huzaifa came back from Bab. Later, both Sayyid and Huzaifa returned. So this is the part which is exactly common between the two historians. Now, the part which is actually different, as I said, is the one in which Ibn Asakir, from here onwards, adds more details. And now, these significant details are of various sorts. And now, one of these is regarding the differences in reading the Quran. He says that on the return trip from Azerbaijan, Huzaifa related to Sayyid that he had witnessed something very disturbing, and it was not, and if it not, was not rectified, people might end up going astray in reading the Quran. He reported that he had witnessed this disturbing phenomenon when the Syrian army had arrived to help them. The cause of his alarm was that various people were regarding their reading to be superior to others. Thus, the people at Hims read the Quran according to the reading of Miqdad ibn Aswad and regarded their reading to be superior to the reading of the Kufans. Similarly, the Kufans and the Syrians would regard their own reading to be superior. So it is evident from this that Ibn Asakir is the first historian who has recorded these details about people regarding one another's reading to be superior. Now, these readings may not have reached the form of a scuffle, the way the matters had worsened in the distribution of the spoils of war, but the fact is that they were enough to be a cause of alarm for Huzaifa. And now, I would also like to add here that historians after Ibn Asakir have continued to report these differences of reading. And I am now going to take up the next person in line, and who is Ibn Asir. And he, in his Al-Kamil Fit Tariq, has recorded both versions of dispute between the armies. So one of them is the cause, one of the cause is that the Quran was being read variously or differently. And the other one is between the leadership. So he has actually recorded both these categories. So the cause of dispute has two categories in his version. One of them is that it was because of the reading of the Quran, and he has also recorded that in a subsequent year that the cause of dispute between the two armies was actually the issue of leadership. So it is very similar to Ibn Asakir, and while reporting the events of 30th Hijra, it is almost the same as Ibn Asakir has reported. And the important thing is that Ibn Asir has not attributed his account to Saif ibn Umar the way Ibn Asakir has. So in the events of 30th Hijra, as is the case of Ibn Asakir, he has added more details to the events of 30th Hijra as mentioned by At-Tabari on the authority of Saif. Now he says that Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman was diverted from the battlefront of Ray and sent to Bab. Sayyid ibn al-As also accompanied him till both of them reached Azerbaijan. Sayyid remained there while Huzaifa went over to Abdurrahman at Bab. Later, both Sayyid and Huzaifa returned to Kufa. During this journey, Huzaifa disclosed to Sayyid that he was very alarmed and perturbed at what he had witnessed regarding differences in reading the Quran. He said that he saw the people of Hims regarding their reading to be superior, and they derived their reading from Miqdad ibn Aswad. So again, as I said, the reporting is exactly similar as the one which Ibn Asakir has reported, but for the sake of detail, I'm just reading what Ibn Asir has actually written. And as you could have seen yourself, that is, it relies very heavily on the account of Ibn Asakir. And if he further goes on to say that the people of Syria regard their reading to be superior to others, and the people of Kufa made similar claims. They read according to the reading of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu. Similarly, the people of Basra also expressed the superiority of their reading, which was according to the reading of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu anhu. And they would call his Mus'haf as Libab al-Qulub. So they had even given a name to his Mus'haf. So when they reached Kufa, Huzaifa informed the people of this situation and warned them of what he had feared. The companions and many followers of the companions agreed with him. The companions of Ibn Mas'ud, however, disagreed. This angered actually Huzaifa and also those who agreed with Huzaifa. And Huzaifa said that he will go straight to this caliph and ask him to interfere. During this conversation, Ibn Mas'ud abused him. And Huzaifa angrily went off to Usman, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Later, when he informed Usman of this, he too became alarmed at the situation and sent for Hafsa's Mus'haf so that copies could be made from it. So as you can see, the story has developed, and in the case of Ibn Asir, he has added slightly more details to the account given by Ibn Asakir. Now here comes the second point, and that is that, as I said earlier on, that Ibn Asir has recorded both versions of the causes of dispute between the army. Till now I have described that he, in the events of the 30th Hijrah, has said that the cause of dispute was between the two armies was the of the nature of reading the Quran differently. Now, what he has done is that in the events of 32 Hijrah, he has combined the reports of 32 and 33 Hijrah of Saif, which have been mentioned in the Tariq of Tabri, which I have referred to in my previous talk, in the previous session, but it has not attributed it to Saif. And after quoting the couplets of Aus ibn Mughira, he has said that this was a dispute, that the reason for this dispute was the issue of leadership, which had arisen between the people of Kufa and Syria, between the two armies who had gathered. So this is what he has done while narrating the events of 32 Hijrah. So he's actually combined the reports found in Tariq of Tabri, but he's not attributed them to Saif the way Tabri himself has attributed them to Saif. Now let me come to a third historian in this regard. Although he's not a historian by the strict sense of the word, he's more of a biographer, and he's written. He is a person of Rijal who has critically, or he has collected the biographies of the Rijal of the Siha Sitta, who is obviously Hafiz Mizzi. And in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal, he has recorded this episode as well. He records that Usman sent Salman and Habib to Azerbaijan, and the two quarreled over the issue of the spoils of war. And he has then again quoted the couplet, the famous couplet, which I have read out in my previous session as well. I'll just repeat it. The words are, وَإِن تَقْتُلْ سَلْمَانَ نَقْتُلْ حَبِيبَكُمْ وَإِن تَرْحَلُوا نَحْفَ بْنِ أَفَّانَ نَرْحَلُوا. So, which means that if you kill Salman, we will kill your Habib. And if you go, then we will march off. If you go towards Usman ibn Affan, then we will also go. Means that we will also go with you so that we can seek justice from Usman. Now, we now come to the fourth historian after Ibn Asakir, because now in this session I'm actually presenting before you historians after Ibn Asakir, including himself. So we've already seen Ibn Asakir, we have seen Ibn Asir, we have seen Hafiz Mizzi, and now we come to the fourth historian after Ibn Asakir, and he is Ibn Kathir. So by the way, the books of Ibn Asir was Al-Kamil fi Tariq, and that of Abul Hajjaj al-Mizzi was Tehzeeb al-Kamal. So these were the two books of these historians. Now, the person we are discussing is Ibn Kathir, and he, in his Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, has recorded just one version of dispute. He has not recorded more than one version of the way Ibn Asir has. So while referring to the events of 31 Hijrah, he says that according to Al-Waqidi, Armenia was conquered by Habib ibn Maslama in this year, in 31 Hijrah, 31st Hijrah. While referring to the events of 32nd Hijrah, he says that after the death of Abdurrahman ibn Rabia at the battlefront of Bab, Sa'id ibn al-As appointed Salman ibn Rabia as the administrator of Bab. And remember that Sa'id ibn al-As was actually the governor of Kufa from 29 to 34 Hijrah. So Usman sent an army under Habib ibn Maslama to help him. The two quarreled over the issue of leadership, and this was the first difference of opinion which arose between the people of Kufa and Syria. So viewers, you can see that a person as Ibn Kathir, he has neither cited the difference, the cause of difference to be the spoils of war, or nor that of dispute among between the reading the Quran. In fact, he has come up with the category that I've already discussed earlier on, and he says that the cause of dispute between the Syrian and the Iraqi army was the issue of leadership as to who would lead the combined armies. Now, let me come to the final or the fifth historian in this regard, who is post Ibn Asakir, and he is Ibn Khaldun. So Ibn Khaldun is in his tariq has almost totally relied on the account given by Ibn Asir. And like Ibn Asir, he too has not attributed this account to anyone. He's not attributed to Sa'd or to anyone. Now, like Ibn Asir, he has also recorded both versions. He's recorded the version of the dispute being the cause of the dispute being reading the Quran variously, and the cause being leadership as well. So like Ibn Asir, who had recorded these two differences in two different years, he too has done the same thing. So therefore, in the events of the year 30th, and the 30th Hijrah, he gives the account of Ibn Asir referred to above, in which he tells us that the cause of dispute between the two armies was the Quran, that the Quran was being read differently. But in the events of 32 Hijrah, he gives the account of Ibn Asir has recorded in his 32 Hijrah, in which he has said that actually it was the leadership between the two armies which was the cause of difference. So we are still here. I have tried to summarize the post Ibn Asakir, the views of post Ibn Asakir historians, the important ones among them, and tried to show that even after Ibn Asakir, including him, we find that historians, for example, a person like the Hafiz Mizzi, records that it was the spoils of war which was the cause of dispute. Ibn Asakir himself has recorded two versions. Ibn Asir has recorded two versions. Ibn Khaldun has recorded two versions. When I say two versions, I mean the two different causes of dispute between the armies. So with this data in background, and you'll have to link this data with my previous session, with my talk in the previous session, if we now link what I've said till now in this session with what I've said in my previous session, we now have the complete data in this regard, which I will now try to analyze and evaluate as per my own humble understanding, and then give you the view that I think is important. But this much I'd like to say first is that we need to understand the fact that historians prior to Ibn Asakir, historians who lived before Ibn Asakir, have not mentioned the difference, the cause of the difference being the Quran. So therefore, this is something which is extremely important to me. And I think that historians of the first six centuries, when they do not report something which historians, which the Muhaddisun report, and especially when I speak of Muhaddisun, I am speaking of the reports in which Ibn Shahab Zuhri is appearing. So in this regard, as far as historians prior to Ibn Asakir are concerned, we find Waqidi, Balazuri, Ahmad ibn Asim al-Kufi, Abu Aruba, Qudama ibn Jafir, and Ibn Abdul Barr, they do not report any differences of reading the Quran between the people of Iraq and Syrian armies. They report that the cause of dispute was the spoils of war. And as far as other historians prior to Ibn Asakir are concerned, who report that the cause of dispute was the issue of leadership, then that was those two were Saif ibn Umar and Al-Balazuri. And so therefore, we can easily see that in this regard, the first the six centuries are devoid of reports of historians which say that the cause of dispute was reading the Quran. Now, if this is so, then viewers, the important thing is that then we need to perhaps give some preference, or I, in my own humble opinion, will try to give some preference, that if there are, in the first six centuries, we have three categories of reports which say that the cause of dispute was either it was the spoils of war, or it was the issue of leadership, or we have a category of exceptions, which I had described earlier on. So I would comment on the exception part, the category which deals with the exception later on. But let me give this analysis to you, that in my view, the main two contestants between as far as the cause of dispute is concerned is either the spoils of war or the issue of leadership. In my personal humble view, I think the issue of the spoils of war, the cause of dispute, was actually the spoils of war. And now I'm going to enumerate the reasons on the basis of which I think that it was the spoils of war which were actually this cause of dispute between the two armies, and not the issue of leadership. And as far as the category of exceptions is concerned, I'm going to comment on that as well later on. Now, firstly, it needs to be understood that the most reliable report in this regard seems to be the one which has been recorded by Bilazuri. Remember, Bilazuri has recorded two reports. And the first of those reports, he had said that he himself has mentioned in that report that has been narrated to him by many historians of the city of Kalikala, and that Al-Attaf ibn Sufyan, Abu Asbagh, who was a qazi of the city, has sent him a written account of it. And this report says that the difference in the two armies which took place was because of the spoils of war. Al-Waqidi's account in his Futuh al-Buldan also suggests this to be to a great extent. So my first reason of preference is that Bilazuri has received a written note of this descent, the reason for this descent, and this has been narrated to him by many authorities of Kalikala. And it also needs to be gauged that, as I have indicated earlier, that Bilazuri himself has rejected the second of the two accounts which has been recorded by him. And it may be noted that the second account mentions that the difference between the two armies was because of leadership. So the second account, which was rejected by him, actually said that the difference was because of leadership. Now, secondly, this is my second point of preference. The first person to mention the difference was that of leadership is Saif ibn Umar. Obviously, I have referred to this a number of times. However, Saif's report suffers from discrepancies. And I have referred to one of them earlier on as well. And it, contrary to all other reports, it says that Salman ibn Rabia was sent to conquer Armenia, and that it was Habib ibn Maslama who was sent to help him. Now, all other reports tell us the reverse. All other reports say that it was actually Habib ibn Maslama who was sent for this battle, and Salman ibn Rabia was actually sent to reinforce him. So this is a major discrepancy which we can see in the report of Saif. Now, another glaring problem with Saif's report is that, according to it, Salman was still living in 33 Hijra. Almost all other historians record his death in either 29, 30, or 31st Hijra. And Khalifa ibn Khayyat, Al-Khatib al-Baghdadi, Ibn Habban, they have quoted their years of death variously. So therefore, it is how can Salman be living in the 33rd Hijra when those events took place, which historians have described to be of the nature of the difference of reading the Quran, when, as per other historians, Salman was not even alive then; he had already died. So this is a very, very major point in my view. The third reason because of which I give preference to the cause of dispute being the spoils of war is one can say that the second version recorded by Al-Bilazuri, which Bilazuri has rejected, is very similar to the one recorded by At-Tabri on the authority of Abu Mikhnaf. Now, however, while Abu Mikhnaf's account recorded by At-Tabri does not record any difference of opinion arising from the two armies, the one recorded by Al-Bilazuri says that a difference of opinion arose because of leadership. So Abu Mikhnaf's account, as recorded by At-Tabri, does not mention any cause of dispute. And I'll deal with this when I discuss the exception category. But Bilazuri has enlarged this account of Abu Mikhnaf, and he has said that actually he has gone on to say that there was a difference of opinion, and that difference of opinion was because of the issue of leadership. And it seems that in all probability, he, as I've said earlier, he has actually enlarged the version of Tabri on the authority of Abu Mikhnaf. So if this version is dismissed by Al-Bilazuri in favor of his version recorded first, in which he has actually said that the difference was because of the spoils of war, then another version besides that of Saif, which speaks of difference because of leadership, loses its weight. So because of the fact that the second version of Bilazuri is actually a version of Abu Mikhnaf, enlarged version of Abu Mikhnaf, in which, although in Tabri's Tariq, Abu Mikhnaf's version does not say that any dispute had arisen, but when Abu Mikhnaf's version is recorded by Bilazuri himself, then he adds these details that the cause was leadership, and then he dismisses this version. So we can see that besides Seth's version, this version by Pelazuri himself, which he has dismissed, therefore also dismisses that the cause of dispute should be the issue of leadership. And finally, viewers, there's another very important thing that needs to be noted, and that is that two very prominent muhaddisun, Al-Hakim in his Al-Mustadrak and Al-Bayhaqi in his As-Sunan Al-Kubra, have reported the incident without mention of any date of the interaction between the Syrian and the Iraqi armies against the attack by the Romans. Now, during this interaction, the dispute which arose was about the spoils of war. So both Hakim and Bayhaqi say that the dispute which arose was because of the spoils of war. Now, details of these reports show that they are very similar to what Pelazuri has reported in his Futuhul Buldan. So if you study both these accounts in these two books, you'll find them that they're very similar to the one which I'm giving preference to and which is recorded by Pelazuri in his Futuhul Buldan. Now, since the name of the governor of Iraq or Kufa is not mentioned in the accounts of Al-Hakim and Al-Bayhaqi, I cannot ascertain whether this event took place in the governorship of Walid ibn Uqba, who was the governor of Kufa from 25th Hijrah to 29th Hijrah, or it took place in the governorship of Sayyid ibn al-As, who succeeded Walid ibn Uqba as the governor of Kufa. So therefore, this is the only thing that we cannot ascertain. But the fact of the matter is that these two muhaddisun have said that the difference that arose between the two armies was on the issue of the spoils of war. So I, on the basis of these points of yours, I think that the cause of dispute, which to me seems more plausible, which I would give preference to, is that of spoils of war. But again, one thing still remains that I promised earlier, that I'll also comment on the category which mentions certain exceptions. Now, remember that there were two types of exceptions. As far as one of these exceptions was concerned, if we give preference to Bilazri's first account, we can also dismiss Abu Mikhnaf's account as incomplete, since Bilazri's second account, which he himself has dismissed, is only an enlarged version of Abu Mikhnaf's account. So this exception category was the one, if you remember, in which no dispute had been reported. So remember, I had said that in this exception category actually has two types of narratives. In the first narrative, no difference of opinion has been reported, and that has been recorded by Abu Mikhnaf. But as I have just mentioned earlier on, that although no difference of opinion has been mentioned by Tabri as on the authority of Abu Mikhnaf, but when Abu Mikhnaf's report is recorded by Bilazri himself, he does report that it was actually the issue of leadership which was the cause of dispute. So we can easily dismiss Abu Mikhnaf's report, which does not contain any mention of dispute, by saying that maybe he did not record the complete event, as was later reported by Bilazri himself. So therefore, the first of these exceptional category of this exception in which no dispute has been reported, my take on it would be that actually Abu Mikhnaf's account is incomplete. It has the more complete version is the one in which Abu Mikhnaf's account has been recorded by Bilazri. Abu Mikhnaf's account in Tabri is incomplete, but his version in Bilazri is complete. And in that version, Bilazri has said on the authority of Abu Mikhnaf that the cause of dispute between the two leaders was actually the issue of leadership. So therefore, I would dismiss this version. Now, as far as Yaqubi's account is concerned, you would remember that we had a second category of exceptions also, and that particular category had mentions that there was some dispute between the two generals, Habib and Salman, and that the two had not reconciled till the death of Usman. But what exactly the dispute was has not been mentioned by Al-Yaqubi. So we can easily also fit in this account into my main thesis that it was actually spoils of war, by saying that although Yaqubi has not reported the cause of the dispute, he has said that there was some dispute between the two armies, we can easily say that he has reported something which is incomplete, and the complete version, if more details are added to Yaqubi's account, is that dispute was actually the dispute of spoils of war, because from other more reliable sources we learn or we have given this preference that it was actually the spoils of war which were the, which was the cause of dispute. So we can enlarge this Yaqubi's version, or we can explain Yaqubi's version by saying that if he's not mentioned the reason, then we can easily incorporate the reason from other sources, which I've just done. And that is, since I think that the preference in this regard goes to the spoils of war being the difference, being the cause of difference. So this too would then stand easily in that whole picture. So all in all, viewers, we now come to the end of this critique, which actually spans two episodes. In the previous episode, I had just presented the data of the historians of the first 6th century, still Ibn Asakir, who had reported differences between the two armies. The cause of this difference was something else. And in today's session, I have not only summarized some of those views, but I have also gone on to say that after Ibn Asakir, post-Ibn Asakir historians, five of them, how they have reported the cause of this dispute and tried to analyze that we need to give preference to the historians of the first 5 centuries, people who come after the first 5 centuries or 6 centuries after Ibn Asakir. They are much late authorities, and as is a common sense approach towards historical issues is that what is not reported in the first 6 centuries and suddenly finds mention in the 7th century or 8th century becomes questionable. So to me, it had to be one of the reasons. The cause of dispute had to be those which have been cited by the historians of the first 6 centuries. The only thing that I have done furthermore is that given preference to one of the reasons. So if someone else wishes that some of the other reasons cited by some of the other authorities, like for example the issue of leadership, carries more weight, it is a sweet opinion to form. But as far as I am concerned, my take on this is that we have to rely on the opinion of the first authority of the first 6 centuries who are before Ibn Asakir. And in these first 6 centuries, if there are one or two or three opinions, we can give preference to any of them. But this much is we know, that none of these opinions related to the dispute of the nature of the reading of the Quran. It was of the nature of either leadership dispute, the dispute was because of leadership, or because of spoils of war, or because of this third exceptional category. So my view in this is that this whole narrative stands questionable because it reports differences in reading the Quran by Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman. And this whole issue of reading the differences of reading the Quran between the Syrian and Iraqi armies, in view of my talks of this session and of the previous session, clearly shows, in my humble opinion, that it is totally unfounded. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.